Expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Door Masters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Save time and make your event unforgettable with Jimmy John's Catering. Roll into the new year right. Try our convenient catering bundles. Choose a 30-piece or 18-piece sandwich box or a 12-pack of wraps, all with premium sides, Jimmy chips, and desserts for everyone. One easy price. Download the Jimmy John's loyalty app for a free sandwich after your first visit. Handle holiday hungries with Jimmy John's in Clemson, Malden, Anderson, and Greenville. Visit the app or jimmyjohns.com to order now.
Steven says, I love how these people come in here with all the negativity right now, even though we don't have answers. Why can't we just trust the coaches? Look, I have no trouble questioning coaches' decisions or personnel moves or anything else. It's all part of the process, and that's the business that we're in. I'm just saying that, to me, this is one giant gray area, and I don't know how you adjudicate it. And what I'm saying is, somehow this whole thing is spinning so out of control that with each passing day, we develop new normals that are more evil than the prior day, and we start to think that this is the way it's always been. And it's not the way it's been, and it's not the way it ever should have been. The whole thing is wrong. It's been wrong right from the get-go. And I'm coming to you, coming right back to you, Rudy, and then Leonard. But let me just say this. There are certain things that never, that just couldn't happen. And the government imposed a lot of this on a feckless NCAA leadership, because they were rudderless, a vacuum of power existed, and the government imposed their will. And that's what happened. It all snowballed on Mark Emmert, quite honestly, go read the USA expose on him that was done years ago, and you'll understand it. Nothing about Emmert surprised me. All right, to me, he was just collecting money for doing nothing, and as things got worse and worse, he did nothing, and that helped lead to this situation. And the end result of all this, there were certain things that could not happen. NIL and the transfer portal could not be ushered in at the same time. There had to be caps on everything. There had to be guardrails. There had to be rules in place before any of this was ventured into. The government actually said to the NCAA, look, come back and see us in 2 or 3 years if this doesn't work. Well, obviously it hasn't worked. And you thought that Baker, with his government experience, might be able to curtail some of this. No, it's just continued to snowball. It's continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point where you think it's bursting at the seams, but it doesn't. It doesn't. The portal gets bigger and more out of control every single day. Hence this year. Hence the ultimate absurdity of this year. And again, what we were asking Dabo Swinney to do is to move more towards that. Move more towards the SMUs of the world and everything that college athletics has become. That's going to be hard for a man who has stood for all the right things, who believed all the right things, who, you know, and again, it's got to be difficult. He has to have a moral dilemma every single day. There's no way around it. And what I'm saying is somehow we're so screwed up that we are moving more toward the evil ways of this whole system and thinking that that's normal. And so we're more critical of the guy who actually wanted to do it the right way. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Like I said, I waver back and forth myself. I mean, there are days I say, now go get a transfer portal quarterback. and then I think to myself, oh yeah, go do what Texas Tech just did. Just go buy a championship and spend $5 million on a one-year quarterback who might get injured and who quite honestly is just a jerk. Back to Rudy and then Leonard. Rudy.
Deb Tula, I appreciate you holding me over. That means a lot. Thank you. Hey, have you ever heard of a miniature red Solo cup that's made of glass?
No. I thought all red Solo cups were made of plastic.
I will send you a picture of this thing, Walt. It is it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I was like, what do y'all? My landlord gave it to me, and I was like, what do y'all come up with this stuff at? Anyway, I will send you a picture. It's a mini red Solo cup made of glass. Anyway, Walt, let me get back to what matters.
Right.
Indiana got did they get Hoover from TCU, right?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
And then TCU got Craig from Harvard.
Okay, and which Clemson should have went after, but okay. But anyway, don't Indiana have the Mendoza brothers?
Yes, and again, that's a great argument for why Clemson should have added a quarterback. I admit that. I've said that already. Yeah,
competition.
Right. Right, so they have the brother of the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and the guy who might lead him to a national championship next in line, and they still went and got Josh Hoover.
Okay, let me ask you this about two more things. LSU, so they're hunting for a quarterback, you know, and Levitt is still on the Rayola. I don't know if they want Rayola, but is Levitt? I think Levitt wants a small fortune, but is that LSU? Is that LSU target?
Yeah, I think as of now, the most likely scenario could be that Levitt winds up at LSU and that Ty Simpson winds up at Miami.
Okay. Now, word to the wise, Rudy, this
changes every 2 seconds. I mean,
that is true too. Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
there's no way to project Trinidad any of this.
Yeah, Trinidad, which everybody thought was coming back to LSU, was going to LSU after Ole Miss. But he's staying back to Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's either staying at Ole Miss or going to the NFL, depending on the ruling he gets.
So you think that's LSU? I mean, you think Ole Miss? Do you think that's good for them, and do you think that's because
it's great for them? I mean,
they appreciate what they're doing.
I mean, yeah, it's great for them. And look, he would be one of the early favorites to win the Heisman Trophy next year.
Okay, well, I appreciate you holding me over.
Thank you, Rudy.
Take care of my friend, I'll talk to you later.
Yep, thank you, Rudy. Leonard, how are you, Leonard? Good to have you.
Well, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Leonard. I appreciate you hanging in there with me.
Hey, thank you. I enjoyed the sermon earlier. Keep preaching it.
Thank you. I don't even know where it came from. That was not any part of my plan. Every once in a while, I just have this sort of stream of consciousness deal.
That's all good. Hey, truth is what it is, my friend.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know, you inspired me to do a little homework yesterday, all this quarterback talk.
Okay. And
I'm hoping my homework will repeat itself. You know, history repeats itself, as we all have been told. So let me give you that homework that you inspired me to do real quick.
Okay.
The year before Boyd was a starter, he was in limited action, 33 of 63 for 4 touchdowns and 329 yards. Well, give him Chad Morris for, you know, 6-8 months to work with, and we go into Troy, and then we beat Auburn and have that great year in 11. He's 298 out of 499 for 3,828 yards and 33 touchdowns. So I did a little comparison to Christopher Bazina, who was 45 of 71 this year for 4 touchdowns and 406 yards. So, I support Dabo 1,000%. I guess we probably were talking the same way back in that day, because when we hired Morris the first time, we were all like, who's this guy? And I'm going to say I hope history repeats itself, and let's see what Morris can do with Vezina.
Yeah, there you go, Leonard. I mean, I'm sort of to that point now, and as yeah. I said, for all these other reasons, I can't legitimately sit here and watch what's happening in the world of college football and think to myself, okay, you got to berate this guy for him doing things the right way. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think he's still the only guy trying to do it the right way, and he's being compelled to enter the portal. There's no choice. I mean, players are leaving the program for the first time ever. That's not happened to him before. You know, this is a whole new world order, I think, for Coach Sweeney and for this school, really. And Clemson is starting to adjust to it, and you've got to engage, and that's what Coach Sweeney is doing. Let's see what else he gets out of the portal, and see how many of these other holes are filled, and what it looks like when it's all done. I mean, I'm still going to have questions about Christopher Vezina. I'm still going to have questions about a quarterback who started one game and a running back who started none going into the next season, but there were some freshman quarterbacks around the country who played well this year. So you surround them with enough personnel and enough talent, we'll see.
I agree. Dabo's going to get it figured out, and I'm glad we got him, because we wouldn't be where we are without him. Let me ask you this, and then I'll let you go, and thank you as always, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn.
Do you see a scenario where we get Chandler Morris just because of Chad?
You know, people have asked me that. I guess there are a couple of things at play here. First of all, he would have to get approved for another year, and we don't know that that's going to happen. If it does happen, it's interesting that Virginia is pursuing other options. So either Virginia doesn't think it's going to happen because they have had Lagway in, et cetera. Either they don't think it's going to happen, or maybe they're already planning for that, the suggestion that you just made. So I would not rule out the possibility of Morris coming here. But the one thing I will say about it, Leonard, that makes me think no, is that, and I don't remember the exact words, but Dabo Sweeney basically said that Christopher Vezina has worked 3 years and he's waited for and he deserves his chance to be the quarterback. It was something of that sort. If you're not going to go to the full portal to find a guy like that, what kind of chance would you be giving in Christopher Vezina if you bring in the offensive coordinator's son as a quarterback?
Right, yeah. I mean, you never know this day and age, and anything's a possibility nowadays, you know?
Yep, but that's my thought process. Thank you, Leonard. Yep. My thought process is that would be sort of doing Christopher Vezina dirty, I think. So I don't see that happening for that reason. I don't know. Other people have asked me that. I still don't know, but just thinking about it more and more, given what Dabo Sweeney has said about Christopher Vezina and sort of him deserving his chance, he wouldn't be getting his deserved chance if you brought in the son of the offensive coordinator, who's already a proven college quarterback, to join the mix, right? Now, it might help the quarterback position as a whole, but it certainly wouldn't be helping Christopher Vezina any. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, John.
I've got a question, and then I've got a point that I want to make.
Well, I have a question for you, John, first of all. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Leavitt? Are you going to pay him his $5 to $7 million ransom? Who's it going to be?
Walt, I'm not going to go into a long dissertation. That was going to be my question. I don't know why you go after Leavitt when he's going to miss spring ball. He's been injured.
That's it, too. See, that's it, too. You pay him $5 to $7 million, and he's going to miss the spring, yeah.
That concerns me if that's the way they're leaning, and I get it. That I mean, that, there is some talk about that, but I think based on what I heard yesterday, late in the day,
Simpson
or Lagway, and I think probably more Lagway than Simpson.
Just really?
And I don't know the reasons behind that, but some of the money people down there in Baton Rouge think that Lagway is a good fit. I don't know. I haven't heard the reasoning. Well, I can't tell you.
Listen, Lagway has talent. Okay, I mean he has great natural traits. You just have to find him again because they were completely lost in Florida. And quite honestly, I blame Billy Napier for a lot of that. So I think if you could get him out of there. Lane Kiffin is still a good offensive mind. If you get him out of there with Charlie Weiss and with Lane Kiffin, I think you could fix Lagway, and Lagway has great talent. So you're guessing Lagway from the things you're hearing. So if you're getting Lagway, then Miami's going to get either Simpson or Leavitt, and probably Simpson, I'm guessing. Although somebody just wrote me and said Raiola might be in the competition at Miami too. I'm not in love with that from their standpoint. But I think Simpson would be a great fit. I think Simpson would be a great fit for either school. I think Simpson showed a lot this year, and I think he showed some toughness and some grit.
I think he's the one that carried Alabama.
Alabama didn't have
any other offense.
No, that team stunk. That team stunk. They had no running game. The alleged elite receiver, Ryan Williams, dropped balls all year long, and he just stunk and checked out. I think Simpson.
My concern, Walt, is this.
Yeah.
And then I got to ask a question, but my concern is this. Darn near every receiver, with exception of two that have never started a football game, are gone from LSU.
Yeah.
That is a concern.
Oh, no,
you're
going
to bring in a quarterback. You're going to bring in a quarterback and expect him to make, exceptional moves and plays coming up next season, but you don't even have any idea who the talent roster, who the receiver roster is going to be.
Okay. Here's what I'll tell you, John, and this is where I think you can take some comfort. I think Lane Kiffin may be one of the worst in-game coaches I have ever seen from a decision. In fact, I think he's the worst. I think he's the worst in-game coach I have ever seen from a decision-making standpoint. But the but is he or somebody he associates with has been a remarkable evaluator of transfer portal talent. And they have not picked all of the choice cherries from the top of the tray. They have picked some of the low hanging fruit, and it's also turned out to be great. So I have no doubt that Kiffin is going to dramatically enhance the roster through portal acquisitions, and some of those guys are going to be guys that you don't really know.
I think it's going to be north of 30, Walt. For sure.
Well, again, some of these guys are going to be guys that you don't know, that they're not household names, but that's what he did at Ole Miss too.
All right. Well, here's my final question,
including Chambliss, because it wasn't Kiffin who found Chambliss. It was
Weiss. Five or six of the last Division I quarterbacks have been like Heisman winners, Heisman candidates.
Here's the thing, John. The guy who found Chambliss was Weiss, all right? And it may well be that Weiss is responsible for a lot of these decisions, and ultimately, somewhere down the road, maybe he winds up the head coach at LSU. Honestly, I sort of think in some ways he might be the brains of the operation.
I think so. Here's my question, Mullen. I know you got to go.
Yeah.
What is an average to a top-tier defensive lineman or offensive lineman garner? I mean, I know quarterbacks are looking at 4 and 5, but what is the money for a good quality lineman? And I'll hear your comments after the break.
Thank you, John. It's funny because I just saw a list. And again, I don't know how accurate the list was, but I think it had some of those offensive linemen at $1 million or in that range. And there might be some that are worth more than that. I mean, the top guys are probably worth more than that. I mean, it's an insane market. I mean, as we're seeing. Let me tell you about Green Law. I don't think anybody has had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and fishing with Henry Winkler. It's going to get really boring after the first weekend and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Don't do any of that. Because trust me, after 3 weeks, you'd rather be eaten by the bear. The solution's right here in Green Law, the Green Laws at the Green Law Firm. It's David Green, who, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, so we have an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from a local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940. Stop by their office, Len McGee Street in Grayville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You thank me later. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better, you're making the right choices, you're moving more. But your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower, it's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention, "Fix my weight loss," and they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say, "Fix my weight loss." That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. For more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Avatar Fire and Ash has arrived.
I am the fire!
Get your 3D tickets now for the greatest chapter of the biggest saga in history.
Whatever happens, protect this family.
Critics rave, it's by far the best Avatar movie.
If your father and I do not return, you go as far and as fast as you can.
Movies don't get any bigger than this. Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13, now playing.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the Upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Okay, I'm arguing with the communist, Ramona, and here's the argument. You didn't expect that start to the segment, did you?
No, I didn't. No, you didn't give me any warning on that.
Yeah, I'm arguing with the communist, and I'm trying to explain the benefits of
being a communist.
No, it's a New York thing. Okay, this is a New York thing. This is a big deal in New York, and it's a big deal like in several of the ethnic places you can get a hot dog. All right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard. Yes or no? Yes or no?
I don't like sauerkraut. What's the matter with mustard?
Oh, everybody likes mustard. The sauerkraut part, that's the real that's the real part of the question, okay? The question is hot dog with sauerkraut and mustard. Now, you'd go with like this German mustard in general. But Mr. Mustard, sweet and hot mustard. That's the greatest mustard ever conceived of. Like I buy that crap by the case, and I'll use it on like everything. I've already had the confirmation on that. I've turned people on to the Mr. Mustard, sweet and hot, and they all love it. It's unanimous, 100%. 100% people love it, love it, love it. Say it's the greatest mustard ever. It is. So the hot dog with the sauerkraut and the Mr. Mustard, sweet and hot. Real, very good, very good. So give me a thumbs up, yes or no? No. Look. This individual is already writing, hell yeah, Ramona, sauerkraut sucks. That's so wrong. That's completely wrong. So give me the thumbs up. If you've not had it, have it first, and then you'll thank me later. Like I said, it's a New York thing. I only knew that because when I was, you know, visiting from Northern Tennessee.
Okay.
Up into New York, and I had that like lots of places as a kid. Yeah, very good. It's very good. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Okay.
Yeah, you will. You'll 100% thank me later. So give me the. This is much more important than anything else we've been talking about. Texas said you're talking about bratwurst toppings. Yeah, well, hot dogs. hot dogs. The text said sauerkraut and mustard are the most appropriate ingredients in hot dogs. See that, Ramona? This is what we're getting. Yes, sauerkraut on hot dogs. Yes, sauerkraut on hot dogs are brats. Yes, yes. See that? See that? What is this? What do we have here? Tester said, seemingly knowledgeable TigerNet member claims a third stringer for Clemson gets $400K. If true, I assume a quarterback and not across the board minimum. Right. I mean, the scale is just, the scale is insane. Hey, Ramona, right here. Right here, Ramona. Look, it's a landslide for sauerkraut, Ramona. New Jersey guy here. So true on New York hot dogs. Sauerkraut and hot dog and mustard, absolutely. See what I'm saying, Ramona? See what I'm saying?
I believe you.
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
I'm sure that's what they're saying.
Textures, kraut and spicy mustard. It's a landslide, Ramona. It's an absolute landslide. It's amazing. Tex said jalapeno. Jalapeno what? Jalapenos on hot dog? Just plain? No, that can't be, right? Texas said, from Buffalo, mustard and sauerkraut. See? It's a landslide. It's a landslide. How about that? Yes. If you haven't had it, go home and try it. You'll thank me later. Now, some people cook sauerkraut with like some, they put some like sugar or something in it. You don't need to do that. You just take it right out of the bottle, dump it in the pan, heat it up, slap it on the hot dog, and throw the mustard all over it. You're good to go. You'll thank me later. Texas said, I grew up in Clemson. I'd order hot dogs with kraut and mustard at Ma's Grocery. If you know, you know. And for my lifetime, got called Yankee Dog. See, we're solving a really important issue, Ramona, and this is remarkable. This the vote total, this is like the vote against Maduro in Venezuela. It was such a landslide against him. It's a landslide in favor of sauerkraut. How about that? Dexter said, I was stationed in New York for years where I learned sauerkraut and mustard were the most appropriate ingredients. Chili hit the transfer portal. How about this? I didn't expect this. This is really amazing. How about this? Texas says, Vet Girl says, jalapeno brats with spicy mustard and most definitely sauerkraut. Okay, well, that's in the same category. You're just doing the brat instead of the hot dog, but yeah. So it's an absolute sauerkraut and mustard. Now I want it. And the thing is, I have the sauerkraut, but I don't have the rolls for the hot dogs. I've got only one third of the equation. Now I've talked it up, and now I want it. And now I don't have it. Text said, "Where'd it go? Sauerkraut and kielbasa." Well, kielbasa is great in your honor. If you ever have real kielbasa, kielbasa is unbelievable. If you have real kielbasa, it's just insanely good. If you got to go for in emergency, you go for the store-bought stuff. But real kielbasa, I mean, man, where I'm from in northern Tennessee, there were two dueling kielbasa places that had been in business over 100 years, and they're still there, and they still hate each other. And they
hate each other?
They make the best kielbasa on earth.
Ah.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. One's called Shapiga's, and the other is, what is the other one called? I'm drawing a blank. I like Shapiga's better. Philipex. I think the other's Philipex. One's Shapiga's and one's Philipex. They hate each other. Those places have been doing business. It's like 100 years later, and you still can't like order anything from like the normal way. Like, you know, they only do business certain ways. The same way they've done them for like, and by the way, Ramona, you know what else they have? They have this babka that they have a cherry cheese babka, which is just so stinking good. It's unbelievable. I could order like a million loaves of it. I have had it shipped down. They will only ship it in the appropriate seasons. You got to like negotiate with them. But yeah. Tex says, I'm a Southern foodie. Love my traditional Southern foods, mustard, chili, onions, and dog. But I do like some sauerkraut and mustard. Maybe some onions, too, is great. Maybe it's the German in me, Dexter says. Yeah, how about that? Eli, how are you, Eli? Good to have you.
Oh, hey, Walt, you can hear me?
Yeah, good to have you, Eli. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the college football playoff for a sec.
Yeah.
And was just looking. I've been looking at, like, media, and I don't get why people are complaining about the product. Like, this year, people said they want new teams. We got out of the 12 teams, seven of them are new. In the Final Four, there's going to be, I think, three teams that are going to be new Natty winners. We have so many different storylines with Trinidad Chambliss being a D2 quarterback. Indiana may have the opportunity to win three bowl games in this playoffs, which means they would have almost won the same amount of bowl games as they did in their whole program's history. And there's just so many different storylines that we could have fun with this, and people are just trying to ruin the product for no reason, and I don't get it.
The end game, Eli, is the best I've ever seen. This is the best it can possibly get. You know, we got to clean up all the stuff to get here. But in terms of the end game, the watchability of the product, are you kidding me? This 12-team playoff is the best ever. It just makes you want 16 or 24. It's unbelievable, and we have two great games and two close spread games and really good teams and really good stories, as you correctly said. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see the two semifinal games. I've been trying to break them down in my mind. I'm sure I'm ready to do that yet, but yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, I've loved every second from a watchability standpoint. I have loved every second of the playoffs and the whole bowl season. I've loved it all, but especially the playoffs. It's been incredible.
I just can't believe that people, you know, 2 years ago, people were tired of seeing Bama,
right.
Ohio State, Georgia. You saw all three of them lose on one weekend and you're still complaining. Why? You saw all three of them lost on one weekend, and it's a problem? What? Why?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Eli. The games are the greatest thing. The playoff games are the greatest thing about college football. It just is.
I don't think they need to go beyond 12. I think, honestly, if they want to complain about that 11th spot, how about this? The four teams that want to complain about it, how about they play in their own mini tournament, and then whoever comes out there alive gets that 11th spot? So, in a sense, we make expansion without necessarily killing the 12 team, and you still give, you know, those four a chance that are on the bubble.
Yeah, look, you could have made a case. Here's the issue with going beyond 12, the pluses and the minuses. This year, you could have made a case that there were more than 12 teams deserving. I think clearly there were. Notre Dame deserved to be in. Mm-hmm. I think you make a case for Vanderbilt to be in, Texas, whatever.
Utah.
BYU. Or BYU, rather. BYU. I think you could have made cases for those teams to be in the playoffs. Probably pretty strong cases. What we don't know is whether that'll be true next year. You know, in other words, next year we might only have like 10 deserving, and we expand to 16. Now we're putting six undeserving teams in. You know, so
and that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
like, if we make like a little mini tournament and have those four teams duke it out, and then whoever comes out alive gets it to the 12 team, I think that keeps it fair because it's like indirect expansion. You know, it still gives them a second chance.
Eli, have you called the show before?
I've never called before.
You need to call more often, man.
I've listened to you for like 15 years since I was a kid. My dad's always played this show. I just always listen to it after school. Doesn't matter anywhere.
Well,
college,
first of all, thank your dad and thank you, and you need to call more often.
Oh, that's cool. I just sometimes listen to your talking points, and I'm like, you know, people always say stuff now, and I'm like, yo, Walt said this 3 or 5 years ago. What are y'all talking about? Y'all a little late, man.
Thank you, Eli. I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your dad, too.
Good.
Thank you.
To you.
Same here, Eli. All right, quick break. Walt Tip to Live Road Rage. You can get in 654-767.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
At ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters, located at 2485 Rutherford Road in Greenville.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Engineered comfort solutions.
Here at the Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, the Roar.
So, Waltz of Tulip Road Range, we are back. We have lots to get to. So, Ramona, your tree, you just mentioned that the tree here is still up.
Yeah, because took me 2 weekends to put everything up.
And, well, your tree is still up, and the tree here is still up.
Oh, yeah, the poinsettia. The tree and the dying poinsettia.
No, the poinsettia is not dying. It's long past dead.
It's still got red on it.
No, it's long past dead. I can't believe you and Hannes. What's the plan? To bring it back to life?
No, there's no plan on my part. Good, I'm not doing anything to it.
It's dead as can be.
It is dead.
All right? It's dead. You have a black thumb. You don't touch it. You don't need to touch. That's the point. People with a green thumb actually like water their plants.
I'm not responsible for
what
that.
What did I
plant.
Say the day I saw that plant on there? I said it'll be like 2 days, it'll be dead on your desk.
Yeah, it lasted a while.
Ramona is a serial plant killer. She has killed more plants.
I don't do anything to them at all. That's
the point. Plants require upkeep.
Yeah, and they're not my responsibility. I didn't say, hey, put that on here. If you look at my desk, it's got fake plants on it. They're all five.
So listen, let it be a lesson to all the rest of you people who work at this radio station that if you dare to put a live plant on Ramona's desk, it's going to die because she's not watering it.
It's not my responsibility.
We got that. Yeah,
okay. Animals and people say something when they're hungry and when they're thirsty. Plants don't. They just sit there and just let it happen.
Well, they're expecting a little love from the keeper.
I'm not the keeper. Anyone's keeper.
You need to inform people of that.
I shall.
I see you wolfing down the candies.
Yeah, I was eating the chocolate ones.
Yeah,
I don't like those. Yeah, I'd eat those.
I don't like what?
The white chocolate ones.
There's no such friggin' thing as white chocolate.
What is it called?
What?
I thought that's what it's called.
It's called, because stupid people do that stuff. Well, there's no such thing as white chocolate. That's an oxymoron. Okay. There's chocolate. Well, and then there's white whatever that crap is. All the rest of them were good except that one. What's the little guide say on the white chocolate one there? By the way, people love that sauerkraut segment. Loved it. I don't know what it says. Well, you've got the little picture guide. What's it say?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Oh,
I'm producing a show right now.
You're eating candy right now.
During the break.
You were wolfing down candy when we came back.
No, I was not.
You have the box of candy, do you not?
I do.
And the box has the guide, does it not? Where's the guide? What happened to the guide? You lost the guide? These are some fine Belgium chocolates. They were.
It says white chocolate filled with pistachios.
Oh, okay. See,
that's the one I ate.
Oh, well. See, you were holding out on me. If you fill it up with pistachio something, then
one that says white chocolate mousse with vanilla. That one was good too. And then I don't think I've eaten this last one.
All right. Okay. All right, there were like 46 candies in that box.
There's a lot of candy in there. It's a great box, Walt.
Yeah, how many are left?
You did good.
How many are left?
There's quite a few left.
I think I ate six yesterday.
I like to ration them here because I'm here and I get hungry.
Let me get to candy. One of the Crosbys can sit there for months or years. Standing where the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams of choice, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home address. It's no good to breathe moldy air. You don't want your kids breathing it. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com. My friend Ben Milstead, Ramona, tells me that because he's still, you know, it's a lot of work to run this old bowl contest because it has to be dished out in segments and you got to check everything and there's no way you can do it without making some mistakes. It's impossible. You could have two people do it and you still make some mistakes because there's just too much to add and check and again you got to dish it out like a time release deal because that's how the bowls really unveil themselves, the lines and everything else. So we have to do it. We have to do it that way. But Ben has told me one of that he has me at 29-10 and said that I can't be caught. So I've won the bowl contest again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome.
I seem to win the bowl contest most every year. As I said,
you can come get candy.
I think I suspect what it is the illness probably gives me a little competitive advantage with knowing how some of these replacement parts
are. You're competitive walking down the hall.
No. I'm saying the illness gives me a little competitive advantage when it comes to knowing some of these replacement players, I think. It may be that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm walking down the hallway and I hear, I win. I'm like, what? I didn't know we were having a race here.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're so competitive.
And
I don't think I've ever met anybody as competitive as you.
It's an illness.
It is an illness.
But But
you gotta get a vaccination for that.
But 29. So I said to Ben, I said, "Well, that's good because these last three games, I have no idea." I said, "I'm glad. I'm glad."
Oh, there you go.
Because on these last three, I really don't know. But so apparently, I'm like 29-10, and
that's good
against the spread for when you're having to pick every game and you're not picking any of them. That's pretty impossible,
good.
Really.
Yeah, it's good.
So. I don't know. I think that maybe
it doesn't matter that you eat your meat totally raw and you.
I eat meat the appropriate way, medium rare.
You don't cook your beef like friggin' shoe leather, even though it says white chocolate.
Right,
in the
there's no such thing as white chocolate.
Nicest candy there is, and they're telling you there's white chocolate.
Yeah, well, they're Belgium. What do they know? I mean,
apparently they know candy.
Other than Hercule Poirot, Belgium's never produced anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tulips. Like, Hercule Poirot and tulips. they make good chocolate, but they don't identify it well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what you got.
So they just said that chocolate with no
That's right. That's right.
It.
There's no such thing as white chocolate. It's an oxymoron.
Well,
jumbo
it's
shrimp.
Whatever it is.
Jumbo
shrimp.
It's
like
white
jumbo
candy.
Shrimp
it's white candy.
Fried.
It's not white chocolate. Chocolate is chocolate. It comes with cocoa. There's no cocoa in white chocolate. Hence,
I know
it's white.
Chocolate is.
Yeah.
I think
apparently
of
you
all
don't.
Things I know.
No.
I should know what chocolate.
No, you don't. Apparently, you just eat a lot of it, but you still apparently don't know because you're making a case for white chocolate.
It's good. Says it right. It's good. Okay. Who cares?
White chocolate was Jason Williams, the guard out of West Virginia. There's no candy name. There's no legitimate white chocolate candy. It doesn't exist. Jason in Columbia. Now we've solved that. We'll move on to other problems. Jason, how are you, Jason?
Good walk. You know what? Man, I don't know. This is becoming a trend, but as a good Southern boy, I gotta agree with Ramona here.
See?
This makes you wrong twice.
Mustard and ketchup.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You know,
wait,
Ramona,
did you say, wait a minute, whoa, hold on. Did you say ketchup? Mayonnaise. Did you say ketchup?
Yes, I
did. You put
ketchup
on hot dogs?
Yeah, you put ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
No,
mustard,
you don't put ketchup on
mustard.
Hot dogs.
Ketchup,
no,
mustard,
maybe some
relish.
Chili, but not chili,
chili
with beans. Not chili
yeah.
with beans.
It has to be the right chili. Yeah.
You're agreeing.
With cheese.
Hey, Jason.
You can
actually put
cheese on it,
Jason,
too.
Here.
I put cheese on there, too.
Hey, yeah, Jason, I want you to feel really good about yourself moving forward the rest of the day. So
yeah.
I just want to remind you that you've just agreed with a person whose staple food item is raviolis and frozen
dinners.
That's
not true.
It
frozen
is
dinners,
true.
Dinners,
no,
yes.
You were in the raviolis until I showed
did,
you the
yeah,
video with the worms
the
in
only
it.
Re-
and that's
the,
when you...
Yeah, I said that's okay. But the only reason
Ramona
I used to eat
for,
that is because it's cheap when I'm poor. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Sometimes
yeah,
things times get
line.
Lame sometimes.
Food here. Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Hey, you know, Ramona, for Thanksgiving, I told you I had ravioli lasagna. It was the best thing ever. It was amazing.
Did you really?
No, you told me that. And I said that actually sounded pretty good.
But
he didn't jump all
Absolutely.
Over you and tell you you're stupid, right?
Well, you weren't getting it. He's not getting it out of a 29-cent can.
Well, no, but I'm sure it's good. Well, regular. Well, sometimes they're not 29.
Like some dude who calls himself Chef Boyardee or whatever.
Oh, well, if you think all these people on the labels are real, then you got an issue.
Hey, well, I did when I lived in the Twin Cities. You know, my wife's family are German. And there was a place in St. Paul called the Glockenspiel.
Yeah.
And it was the best kielbasa and I mean, a lot of sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Just the best German food. The German meats, the sausages and the way they prepare is awesome.
Yeah.
There's definitely something for German food. Hey, listen, I know there's been a lot of negativity lately, and I think, you know, a lot of probably justified, but... I'm fired up, man, about this Luke Farelli kid.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid, I mean, I noticed him during the season because I watch I watch ball all day long, Saturday, you know, beginning of the day past midnight after in the, what used to be Pac-12 after dark.
Yep.
But now Cal and Stanford ACC after dark. And this kid is 6'3". He flies all over. I mean, I can't wait to see him on the field with Sammy Brown. I mean, I am ecstatic. And he's a freshman. I mean, you got him. I know you'll probably have to renegotiate next year, but you've got him ostensibly locked down for two more years at least, you know, eligibility-wise. And, I mean, this kid is a violent hitter, and I just love the movement. And, I mean, I applaud Tom Allen for going out. His first couple of strikes here are speed. You know, you got the Penn State defensive back, and then this kid, I mean, I love the fact that we're upgrading speed on this defense. I mean, that is an element that has been sorely – we talked about it all season,
Jason, here's where I am. It's a good start. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to go. Yeah. You got to remember that everyone else is doing the same thing. You know, I think that's it's easy to forget that because Clemson hasn't been that engaged in the portal, but everybody else is doing the same thing. So, you don't just need to – you're not existing in a vacuum. In other words, you don't need to just check what you're doing. Right. You need to check what everyone around you is doing and see how it compares.
And you know what? I give like a couple years ago our feathered friends in Columbia a nod. I mean, when they added Demetrius Knight at linebacker, that was a huge because of his speed and willingness to hit. I mean, he was basically the. I mean, they had a lot of good players on that defense 2 years ago, but he turned out to be one of the leaders because of the way he played, and he had that range at linebacker. And so I just love seeing some aggression and some speed brought to this defense. You're right. I mean, obviously, we've got to replenish a lot on that. But I take it as a positive sign that it seems like Dabo is giving Tom Allen the green light to do his thing. You know, it'll be interesting to see if we do make any additions because I agree on offense. I'd love to see, you know, like Ben said, if we're going to rely on Vezina, then we better have a bad A running back situation.
You know,
and so I would love to see the Washington kids you mentioned.
Yeah, Adam Muhammad would be a great addition. They had a two-back system, and in RB1 was an All-American, first-team All-American kid coming into the year. But Muhammad, I thought he was just really, really impressive. I mean, he runs physically, he's explosive, and I don't know what the going rate for Adam Muhammad's going to be, but I think from a running back from a portal running back standpoint, he's probably a decent value, and I love his ability. So, I mean, if you could add him to a Davidson and company, then I think you really have a full running back room and a room that could help support Christopher Vezina. Because again, right now, heading into next year, I think your dilemma is experience. It's that you're going to start a quarterback who started one game, and a running back who started none.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it is kind of refreshing. I guess now the checks must have cleared because I will say, you know, it appears like T.J. Moore and even Eazy-E must be staying because those guys are out there recruiting people on social media now. So, I mean, that's a breath of fresh air compared to what it has been in recent weeks. So that's the good part of social media, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And so, you know, look, until, again, look, I made a rant earlier in the show just in support of Dabo Swinney versus the rest of the illicit college football world, and I think all that's true. Just from a football standpoint, you know, just evaluation standpoint, you know, let's see how all the pieces turn out. I mean, Clemson's already more active early than they've been.
Yeah, and it sounds like word on the street is Wesco is going to be returning as well. And I know it hasn't been official yet, but just kind of rumblings. And that his injury is not as serious as they initially feared.
I hope that's
feared.
True. So Jason, I got to run. Good talking to you as always. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these